Hello. This is nobody. Don't be afraid. Nobody's here to frighten you. Nobody's here to haunt you. Nobody's here to terrify you.
Boo!
Okay. Hello, everybody. It is time for another lightning round.
Dear nobody.
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 It's a lightning round on ghosts.
Spooky.
Okay. The first question for nobody.
Dear nobody, what is a ghost?
A ghost is something that is not here. A ghost is an energy from the past that is tormenting you in the present. A ghost is something dead and gone, and yet it returns. It latches on to you. It frightens you. Or it draws you into some other space of thinking. So that's the answer to what is a ghost. I suppose you could also say a ghost is a spooky floating white sheet. A ghost could also be a headless horseman riding through the night. A ghost might also be two young girls walking down a hallway, holding hands, giggling. A ghost could also be a pale man in a black and white striped suit, making crude jokes. Maybe a green floating booger. A ghost could also be that suspicious gardener in a costume, and when you find him, and you pull off the mask of the ghost underneath, you see it's just that gardener that you saw earlier on in the Scooby-Doo episode.
Dear nobody, why do the ghosts of our past haunt us?
I do not believe ghosts from the past are there to deal with the past. They are there as a warning of something we have not addressed in the present. The ghost, this ghostly, ghosty thing, brings the past into the present. Perhaps it asks, why? Why did you wrong me? Or maybe it says,
I am going to get you.
Or maybe it says, you were wrong all along. Or perhaps the ghost from the past says,
it's all going to happen over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Why should we be afraid of ghosts?
I was saying a ghost is something from the past. Something that is not meant to be in the present. Because they are intrusions. The ghost is scary because it is an interruption. It is the past come to speak with you, to interfere with you. And so they are dangerous, you see. Ghosts are a sign that something is not well. And that is why it is so frightening. And also why the ghost is helpful. It shows you something is not right here. There is something else to consider.
What about a poltergeist?
A poltergeist, which means noisy ghost. The noise, it draws our attention to something. a sound that might normally be innocent. The wind rustling the leaves of the trees. The sound of a tea kettle slowly coming to a boil. The creaking of wooden floors. All of those things seem menacing because there is some fear we are holding on to. This noisy feeling, something is happening, but I don't know what or why. And that is why the ghost is frightening.
Dear Nobody, why do or don't we believe in ghosts? What does our belief or disbelief say about us?
Nobody believes that some of us don't believe in ghosts because we are afraid of the idea that something that we can never know has some power over us. But nobody is here to tell you that there will always be things that we don't understand, things outside of our comprehension. And that is why it is important to recognize that we are not a comprehension of the world, we are something else. Something called nothing. Nowhere. Nobody. But people will always be afraid of things they don't understand, and some people may come up with a kind of concept to help them understand that which cannot be understood. And so ghosts, perhaps, is a kind of conceptual framework for dealing with unknown pasts, whether that be past trauma or suffering that we have gone through, or that another individual group or a culture has gone through. The ghost is a container. On the flip side, not necessarily negative, the ghost might be not just a container for the suffering we don't understand, but all of the different energies of the past as they manifest in the present. So who believes in ghosts? People that find that kind of framework useful. Who does not believe in ghosts? People that do not find that framework useful.
Dear Nobody, can you still be haunted if you don't believe in ghosts?
Yes, you can. Just look behind you!
Must one be dead to haunt?
Must one be dead to haunt? No. Have you never been haunted by an ex? Haunted by something you did wrong? Haunted by some candy you ate that you weren't supposed to eat? I shouldn't have had that Snickers bar. Why did I eat all of that candy corn? Has that question ever haunted you?
Dear Nobody, why are ghosts so attached to place? Why don't they move around to follow the people who they want to haunt?
I know this is a controversial opinion, but nobody believes that ghosts are not attracted to spaces. They are attracted to individuals in spaces. It is that you, when you enter a space, bring with you this tension between the past of the space and the present of the space. That activation of conflict between past and present is what awakens these ghosts. Otherwise, they lie dormant. So the ghost cannot exist without your presence. So you bring them with you. Now, why do you activate them when you enter certain spaces? Well, certain kinds of spaces bring up these memories, as do certain objects, which I believe ghosts are also attracted to. You go to an old cabin and open the creaky door and creep inside. And you see a shadowy figure standing over the fireplace. Suddenly, that figure is gone, disappeared, and the fire goes out. Now, was that ghost connected to the space, or did you activate the ghost in the space? You can't know, because how would you be there to perceive the space before to see if the ghost was there or not? You see, your consciousness activates the ghost, even if that ghost is in a space. So that shadowy figure is inside of you all along.
Dear Nobody, are all the ghosts as friendly as Casper?
Well, that ghost right behind you is friendly.
Hi, would you like some candy?
And then there are certainly ghosts that are not friendly, like the one over your shoulder.
Hey, get out of my way.
So no, ghosts are all different. That one over there is quite boring. And that ghost there, that ghost is...
No.
Stubborn.
I don't want it.
That ghost is... cynical.
I don't think so.
That ghost is... irritating. Okay, onward.
How can you avoid specters of your former self when visiting your hometown?
That's a good question. Well, bring the present with you. Perhaps someone from your past comes up to you. That old ghoul you went to high school with. That ghoul comes shuffling along and says,
Hello, I'm so glad to see you again.
Remember that time I told you you would never be popular? And now here you are. Are you popular now and happy? Instead of letting that ghoul transport you back into that moment of suffering in your past, you must simply exist in the present moment. And like garlic with a vampire, you will find that this repels the energy of the ghoul, who will have no way to hold you. Like a ghost, you will simply move through their fingers, unable to be held in place by their desire to tangle you up. So bring the present with you wherever you are, and you will be safe from ghouls, ghosts, vampires, trolls too, probably, I don't know. It's very likely.
Dear Nobody, why is it that ghosting someone means making it like you don't exist anymore? But if there's a ghost in a story, then ghosting is the last thing it's gonna do.
Well, ghosting, in the sense of suddenly not responding to someone, isn't really about disappearing, now is it? Because still, the ghost of the person lingers on with you, don't they? For you, who have been ghosted, they are as present as the ghosts that show up daily. The act of ghosting, it leaves an impression. And you are constantly returning to the past event. Why did this person disappear? And reliving that moment, that's the source of the suffering. So, I believe the ghost of the ghoster is still ghosting you, even as much as the ghost ghosts.
He hurried down the alley, the moon is bright, and this is the night when Mr. Ghost is going to town.
Thank you all very much.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
He's feeling great, and he can't be late. He's got a day to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bones to hot saxophone, 'cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.